TheHardestTone.com. Welcome. I'm your host, Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do for a better life. Today is April 9, 2012. This is episode 74 of the To-Do List Home podcast and videocast. Ben Franklin and Things to Do for a Better Life. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Only Girl in the World by Rihanna, recorded on Loud from 2011. Watch and have a listen through the links that can be found in the show notes. Todolisthome.com is your stop for learning things that help to make a better life. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Today I introduce you to The First American by H.W. Brands. This is not a book review in entirety, but rather a review and call to action from one small section. Gandhi is credited with inspiring people to be the change you want to see in the world.
He must have known
a
little bit about Ben Franklin.
In 1727, at the age of 21, Ben Franklin journeyed back to America, the land of his birth, from a three-year apprenticeship abroad in London. During the long voyage back, this young man did not partake in the happenings aboard the ship, such as card playing, stargazing, or identifying creatures of the sea. Rather, he was at a point in his life where he was determined to make a better life upon his return to America. Lacking wealth and influence, Ben Franklin decided the only way to make a fresh start would be to lead by example. Aboard ship, he wrote, "Those who write the art of poetry teach us that if we would write what may be worth the reading, we ought always, before we begin, to form a regular plan and design our piece. Otherwise, we shall be in danger of incongruity." I am apt to think that this is the same as to life. Until that point in his life, Ben was dissatisfied with how he was conducting himself as a young man. Thus, he felt obliged to make resolutions. "That henceforth I may live in all respects like a rational creature." And as such, he came up with four resolutions that were clear and practical. 1. It is necessary for me to be frugal until I have paid what I owe. 2. To endeavor to speak the truth in every instance. 3. To apply myself industrially to whatever business I take in hand. And 4. I resolve to speak ill of no man whatever, not even in a matter of truth. Upon landing in America, he identified 13 cardinal virtues to put his resolutions into everyday practice. They are, and bear with me here, 1. Temperance. Eat not to dullness, drink not to elevation. 2. Silence. Speak not but what may benefit others or yourself. Avoid trifling conversation. 3. Order. Let all your things have their places. Let each part of your business have its time. 4. Resolution. Resolve to perform what ought. Perform without fail what you resolve. 5. Frugality. Make no expense but to do good to others or yourself. Waste nothing. 6. Industry. Lose no time. Be always employed in something useful. Cut off all unnecessary actions.
7.
Sincerity. Use no hurtful deceit. Think innocently and justly, and if you speak, speak accordingly. 8. Justice. Wrong none. By doing injuries or omitting the benefits that are your duty, 9. Moderation. Avoid extremes. Forbear resenting injuries so much as you think they deserve. 10. Cleanliness. Tolerate no uncleanness in body, clothes, or habitation. 11. Tranquility. Be not disturbed at trifles or at accidents, common or unavoidable. 12. Chastity. Rarely use venere but for health or offspring, never to dullness, weakness, or the injury of your own or another's peace or reputation. And to round it out to a good baker's dozen, 13. Humility. Imitate Jesus and Socrates. Ben did integrate these virtues into his life, and the result was a lifestyle change program that he could practice for 13 weeks. He charted them out like this. I have this chart available for download at todolisthome.com. This was his scorecard. To allow for his stubborn imperfection or backsliding, he repeated this self-improvement program 4 times a year, which equaled to the 52 weeks of a year. This program was not easy for Ben to follow, especially as he grew older. The First American goes into great detail about the family relations that Ben had trouble maintaining. However, this program for lifestyle change towards a better life stayed with him until his death, and his legacy of success is one on which America was formed. The potential for what he set in motion was unbounded. I read The First American several years ago and was intrigued by the program, so much so that I created the scorecard and posted it in my office to track how I was doing with it. I don't think I ever completed a complete round of all 13 virtues. However, this episode serves as a means for me to present it to you and for me to try it again for a better life. I encourage you to visit todolisthome.com, take a look at the scorecard, download and print it if you're interested, and let us know how you do with it, and where we can provide mutual encouragement. I'll be doing it for future episodes too and let you know how I'm doing. At least I hope to. The First American is also an excellent adventure that takes you on a journey from pre-revolutionary America to the establishment of the United States and the formation of the Constitution. The story of America might have turned out differently if it wasn't for the resolve of people like Ben Franklin. This book is available for $12, and you can find it at a link in the show notes at todolisthome.com. I hope you found this episode especially interesting and useful. I thank you for watching and listening.
That's it for today.
Now go and do something useful.